tremendous looking trophy.
Hello, and welcome to the Number One PlayStation Podcast in the Oceanias. My name is John Blight. Joining me, as always, Ashley Hopley.
Hey, Dylan. Excited to be here. Another exciting week of PlayStation. Kind of.
Yeah, it's thrilling.
Absolutely thrilling.
Absolutely riveting. I've got one story that's a rumor about the PS5 Pro and another story about them not being able to sell PSVR. Riveting.
Yep. That's what we want to hear.
What a week for PlayStation.
Could be worse.
That's true, it could be worse. Also, Rise of Ronin, everyone listening, obviously this comes out Wednesday. The reviews for that are out
Thursday,
yeah, like morning.
9 p.m. I want to say off the top of
my head. 9, okay, yeah.
After, at night.
Anyway, I'm going to be honest. No way I fucking finished that game. So if you want to read a review, it probably ain't going to be them.
Yeah.
I need to split the two people, you know? Split. One goes to the day job, the other goes to the home job.
Yeah. Well, you just need to get games much earlier.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a solution.
A week and a half. Surely that's enough time. If this is your full-time job.
Can you say how long you've played?
No, I don't think I can.
But it's more than the 2 hours that you originally played?
Oh, I played a little bit more, but like, not enough.
Oh, a little bit more. Okay, yeah. Well then, that sounds like it's on you a little bit.
I mean, it's a combination of being on me and having other stuff to do.
That's true.
Fucking hell.
I get that.
Anyway, based on my preview, buy it maybe?
Yeah. I don't know if we discussed this during that preview. What do you think of it graphically?
Oh, I think it's fine.
Like, yeah. I've seen a lot of people upset that obviously it's not AAA high graphics, need to play this in performance mode so it looks fantastic kind of game.
It's pretty basic. Basic sounds to me. It's fine. It doesn't look bad. It's not Ghost of Tsushima, right?
Yep.
It's not AAA going for that cinematic, beautiful, open world, you know, Jaguar way. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's got artistic
license.
Oh, well, no, that's it's definitely got artistic direction, I guess. Like good artistic direction. But like if you're saying I want, you know, massive AAA graphics. Mm-hmm. Animation's good for the characters and everything. Like I got no complaints.
I saw a tweet I think today or yesterday that said realism is holding the games industry back. I think it's accurate.
What the chase for realism?
The chase for realism.
Yeah, it's so funny to me because people like do this for ages, and then one of the most played games from when was it? A year or two ago? I can't remember. Time to fucking blow. But one of my most played games was whatever year Vampire Survivors came out. Right? Game looks like shit.
Yep.
Game looks like ass. One of the best games of the year. Who gives a fuck? Like, yeah. And I mean, if you take any screenshot of that game out of context, if you've never played Vampire Survivors, it's just like, what am I looking at? Like, this just looks like someone drew something in paint. You know? So, yeah, who gives a fuck? I understand if you're going for a cinematic flair. Like, say you're Red Dead Redemption, right? You're The Last of Us, you know? I feel like those games looking as good as they are is part of that cinematic chase. However, does every game need to have that level of quality when if your pitch for your game is a more gameplay focused or a feel? No. Okay. That's what I'd say to that question. Statement. All right, let's jump into a couple weeks, this week's news story. So firstly, PlayStation Plus game catalog for March is being posted, all playable on March 19th. Guess what? That's now, if you're listening to this. PlayStation Extra and Premium game catalog, you're getting NBA 2K24 Kobe Bryant Edition. Kobe. Marvel's Midnight Suns. Resident Evil 3. Lego DC Supervillains. Mystic Pillars Remastered. Blood Bowl 3. Super Neptunia RPG, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. The asterisk on this is the PS4 version of Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is already playable. but this is the PS5 version. PlayStation Premium / Classic Games, Jak and Daxter The Lost Frontier, Cool Borders, God Eater Burst, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle R, and they also announced that starting April 1st, My Hero Academia Season 1 will be streaming for free on PlayStation, Sony Pictures Core, if you've got a Premium / Deluxe membership.
Mm.
So, that's anything stand out from the picks of this month?
Well, I would highly recommend playing Marvel's Midnight Suns. Fantastic game. Mm-hmm. If you've got a ton of free time to devote.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've got like 80 hours free alongside Final Fantasy.
A bunch of that to devote a bunch of time. Yeah. Then also, I'm sure, Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. That'd be really good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably end up playing NBA 2K at some point.
Have you played it or no?
No. Not the 24 version.
Oh, I reckon that's way different to 23. So I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Well, yeah. This one's got slightly different colors.
Oh, I don't even reckon it's anywhere near the same. So yeah, I reckon. Can't wait to dive in.
You know.
My picks would be Jak and Daxter, The Lost Frontier.
What's that one?
Lost game. So this is like Jak and Daxter 4, basically. This was released on PSP. But it was like
it's not the Daxter one.
No. This was there was a PSP Daxter game, but this is a PSP Jak and Daxter game. But like a full, like the two of them adventure, which sort of served as the fourth game.
Can we read into them announcing this game in any way?
No.
Is this a sign of things to come?
No, if I did, I would assume that I'm getting a siphon filter soon since they've put all three of those now on.
Maybe we'll.
I feel like they're just putting some. I mean, I downloaded that. I started playing that Resistance PSP game. I'll probably download and start playing this as well. Whether or not I finish any of these games is to be said, but I definitely have a soft spot for like all these PSP games that I loved and played a lot. And I played a lot of I loved the PSP. PSP was great. I just haven't had a way to ever. I would actually say weirdly, and this may be because even though the PSP is not as old as the PS1 or anything, but because the PS1 games have been available on PS3 as PS1 classics, PSP as PS1 classics, the PS1 fucking box thing they put out, right? The ability for these PSP games is more nostalgic to me, even though it's not as old, if that makes sense. Because of the lack of ability to play these games. The same thing for a lot of PS2 games, I reckon.
So your lack of ability to play something makes it more nostalgic?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be nostalgic for Super Mario Brothers because you could still play it right now?
No. Well, no, it's not the lack. It's just the PSP, the PS1 games. I've had the ability.
Are you nostalgic for Multiverses because you haven't played it, been able to play it for a year?
Not old enough. I'm getting nostalgic. That's not a real thing. It's not a thing. Like if I'm telling you right now, like if they put out like the first person shooter Black PS2 game, right? That'd be cool. If they did a remaster of like the first Killzone, that would be cool, right? So all if they there's a bunch of say if they put on Third Birthday Parasite Eve PSP game. That'd be cool. I got lots of PS2 games. I got lots of PSP games that I would love to see come across that I'd easily download just to try again.
Mm.
But PS4 games, they're there. PS1 games, unless they're ones that I haven't had as a PS1 classic on the last 10 years, then it's probably not going to do as much. You know, like Cool Borders, right? I've had Cool Borders. Cool Borders was a PS1 classic. I had it. I paid $8.95, $9.95, whatever it was, for that game on PS3 when it was a PS1 classic. And I played it on PS3 and my PSP because you could access it. If you brought it once, you could buy it on both platforms. That's what I'm saying. It's not nostalgic because like I've had that. I got that initial nostalgia hit when I purchased it when they were first available on PS3.
Mm.
And My Hero Academia.
Have you not watched that show before?
I have. I'm just saying that's a good pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good way to get people into the series and like, oh, how can I keep watching? Oh, this other streaming service that you've got with a bunch of anime in it that I need to subscribe to?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not a bad idea. Marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
PlayStation blog also writes, Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut coming to PC on May 16th.
Wow.
So the Julian Hudebrooks? Fucking I tried. Online community specialist Nixon Software says, Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut is coming to PC. We got Nixon are thrilled to collaborate with the talented team at Sucker Punch Productions, who created this critically acclaimed open world action adventure. We're excited to bring Jin's story to a new audience and bring a Sucker Punch title to PC for the first time. The PC version of Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut includes the full game, the Iki Isle expansion, and the cooperative online multiplayer Legends mode. For the past year, the team at Nixus has been working hard to bring the Sucker Punch in-house engine technology to PC and implement PC features such as unlock frame rates, a variety of graphic settings and presets, and customizable mousepad and keypad controls. You going to make a joke there about the frame rate thing? Or?
No, okay. It's not worth it.
With ultra-wide support, you can take the expansive terrain and ancient landmarks with a cinematic field of view. Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut on PC is fully optimized for 21.9 and 32.9 resolutions, and even sports 48.9 resolutions for triple monitor setups. Get pumped. So here's if you think the frame rate thing's bad, wait until you find about the PC fans who refuse to play games unless they support ultra-wide. Have you seen these people?
I haven't, but I can imagine they exist.
They 100% exist. I see them pop up quite regularly. You know, they'll read the notes for a game, and if it says no support for ultra wide, they're like, nah, not playing your shit game. No support for ultra wide. Now they could play the game. It just means they'd have cap out the max resolution, and they'd have like two black bars on, you know, left and right hand side of the screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Capped out the max. But no. Refused to play. So. Is it weird that this doesn't have crossplay or they didn't announce it?
Yes and no, I guess, because it's like, I'm sure it would be tricky to do crossplay. Like, well, I'm not sure it's tricky, but.
I mean, Helldivers, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I don't know of any of the other games that they've released like this that have had crossplay.
No, I don't think so. Not unless it was, because it wasn't made that way, but obviously a little bit disappointing. Technology isn't as easy to implement, I guess.
Yeah.
Would be my
But yeah, I mean, that's cool. Obviously, they're not going to get The Rise of Ronin, so at least they're getting this.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's interesting, like, how many, like, they're kind of almost caught up to what's been released on PS5 or from PlayStation in the last 4 years. What? I'm trying to find a quick list of, like, first party.
I mean, Ratchet & Clank's on it. Like, Last of Us Part 2 is up. No, hold on. Last of Us Part 2 Remastered? Yeah, whatever they called it. Remake? No. That's not on the PC yet. Mm. Other than that, I feel like everything is.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything. Top of my head, anyway.
Like, outside of, like...
Outside of Final Fantasy VII Remake, maybe? Remaster?
Or Spider-Man 2, or, like, anything that's been released really recently.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
They're making... They're porting games faster than they can make them.
Yeah, potentially.
Yep. All right. Sony has reportedly paused production of the PlayStation VR 2, writes Presto. Bloomberg's Takashi Mochizuki has reported that production of PlayStation VR 2 headset has been put on hold as the company attempts to clear its inventory of unsold units, with over 2 million reportedly produced to date, according to the outlet's anonymous sources. Shipments, not sales, of the PSVR 2 have reportedly declined in the years since the PlayStation VR 2 launched, from nearly 600,000 in Q1 2023 to around 325,000 in Q4 2023. The high price of VR hardware acts as the main hurdle for its expansion, says Macquarie analyst Yuja Hai, as quoted in Bloomberg's piece. Continuing, he said, currently there are limited games that support VR devices, and that will also lead to lack of motivation for players to purchase VR hardware. This limited content has also been the reason the development cost for VR games is substantially higher than normal titles. End quote. The news comes as PlayStation announced the closing of its London studio last month as part of a wider round of layoffs, with the studio having been one of the more prolific first-party developers of content for PlayStation VR 1 and then moved over to working on a non-VR multiplayer title for PS5. The news isn't all bad, with the VR market expected to grow on average 31.5% per year between 2023 and 2028, especially off the backs of devices like Meta Quest 3 and Apple Vision Pro. And PlayStation also recently announcing that it's working on PC support for PlayStation VR 2, which will open up a load of potential both in a vast new library for PSVR 2 owners, as well as the option of one of the most feature-complete and comfortable VR headsets on the market for PC players. What do you make of this news?
I mean, probably a smart decision. I mean, if sales are being dramatically less than... If the number of units being sold is dramatically less than the number of units being made at the time, you know, it's not a smart decision to keep making them, you know?
Yeah.
So put a pause on it. Save those chips for something else.
Dyson vacuums.
Dyson vacuums. You know, until you sell kind of the backlog of units you've already made, you know, or even wait and you can iterate, you can do a new version, like a slightly altered, like, you know how they do like new versions of the PS5 and that kind of stuff, like that is slightly different. No, like very small change, like it weighs a little bit less.
The non-announced ones, and people are like, oh, it's SH1.00012.
Version 0.005 or whatever, you know, and that kind of stuff, you know. So,
do you reckon the coming to PCE could make a huge change?
Potentially. I mean, it all comes down to how it's implemented in the PC ecosystem, how easily it is to play non-PSVR games, potentially, you know.
That's the big question.
It just depends on interface and. Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
If I can use PSVR to plug it into a PC and play Half-Life Alyx with that headset, as long as your PC is capable, powerful enough to run it, of course, is the.
I guess point. Yeah. Again, it's a matter of like how, because obviously Half-Life Alyx was specifically for that VR unit and that VR controller.
I played Half-Life Alyx just by plugging a Meta Quest 2 into my PC and it still worked. So,
okay.
Yes, it was designed around the Steam Index as the main platform, but any VR platform that could hook up to Steam and is capable and Steam recognizes it, it'll run. So then it is. Are they working on getting PSVR2 recognized via Steam? If so, I think that makes a huge difference for the headset. So it's not going to help people who don't have a piece powerful enough PC to run VR games, because obviously that's the big helpful thing with PlayStation is like, you can run a lot of VR games for, like, a PlayStation costs a lot less. A PS5 costs a lot less than a VR-compatible PC. It's the thing. So. All right, talking about PlayStation 5 Pro, let's go over the... I nearly didn't... I was like, I'm going to argue whether or not this is... I don't know. Bother talking about this. But it's been making rounds, obviously. So I've got two versions of the story here. I'll start with this one. All of this is coming from Insider Gaming, but it has stirred up the internet the last week, I think, a bit. I've seen everyone nearly report on this. So everything we're about to say, take off a game's fault. Insider Gaming writes, Insider Gaming can confirm that the leaked PS5 Pro specs leaked earlier today are real, and the PlayStation 5 is still tentatively targeting a 2024 holiday release. Speaking with sources who wish to remain anonymous because they were not authorized to talk about company plans, we can confirm that leaked documentation from YouTube channel Moore's Law is Dead is real, despite the criticism of the leaker and the leaked specs. Insider Gaming can confirm that documentation leaked is from a PlayStation developer portal, which was sent out this week to a wider band of third-party developers. In early 2023, I reported, I being Tom, whatever his name is from Inside Gaming, I reported via Key to Gaming that the PS5 Pro is under the code name Trinity and will be targeted, improved, and consistent FPS, blah, 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 blah. Insider Gaming was also shared documentation from the developer portal under the kitchen that was not shared publicly or privately. It can also confirm that dev kits have been available to first party studios since September 2023, third party since January 2024, and spring 2024 test kits will be available, which will be identical to the final product. They then did a follow-up story. Following this week's leaks on PS5 tech, Insider Gaming has learned that PlayStation 5 Pro specs, for comparison's sake, will also include the specifications of the standard PS5. Fucking words, eh? System memory. Standard PS5. This, again, everything with a grain of salt. But this is what I'm talking about, apparently. Standard PS5, 448 gigabytes. PS5 Pro, 576 gigabytes, a 28% increase to the system memory. CPU is identical to the standard PS5. However, the Pro has a higher CPU frequency mode, which takes the CPU to 3.85 gigahertz, a 10-point increase over the standard console. Audio. The ACV in the PlayStation 5 runs at a higher clock speed over the standard PlayStation 5, resulting in the ACM library having 35% more power. GPU. Rendering 45% faster than the PS5. 2 to 3 times ray tracing times 4 in some cases. 33.5 teraflops PSSR, PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution upscaling. Upscaling / anti-aliasing solution. Support for resolutions up to 8K. Custom machine learning architecture. AI accelerator. Supporting 300 teraflopadops of 8-bit computation and 67 teraflops of 16-bit floating points. Whoop, whoop. It's also blah, blah, blah. I don't know. What do you make of this? Real number.
Listen, I lost interest like halfway through. You read all the specs. I mean, it's probably a thing that's being designed and made. It's like we discussed like a few weeks ago. It seems like about the time that they're more likely to make a PS5 Pro than there are a PS6 in the next 12 months or something. So it would be surprising that, you know. I think as long as it has more hard drive space, it's a little bit faster, you know, and a little bit smaller, I think people will be happy. In general. Yeah, well, I mean, they'll never be totally happy, but, you know, they'll be passable.
They don't mention the hard drive, so fuck if I know. I think if this is real, which it is real, hold on. A PS5 in general is definitely something that's going to release. That's PS5 Pro, sorry. Releasing 100%, 110%. Is this the PS5 Pro? I don't know. But a lot of people seem to believe it is. And it sounds about right for this stage of the lifetime of the PS5. 45% faster rendering. That's massive. 2 to 3 to 4 times increase in ray tracing. That is massive. The addition of a...
I mean, that just sounds too good to be true, right? So
it does. And also the inclusion of a new technology, which is the PSSR, the PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution Upscaling. That's the big thing to me if that's real. Because that basically, like, depending on what you play on PC and stuff like that, that's like DSSL that's NVIDIA or AMD's technology, whatever AMD call theirs. That's a difference maker for PC gaming these days. These like technologies that are able to basically get stuff to run and look better using more or less AI technology to sort of trick it. And if PlayStation's created a custom one, that's the standout point to me. And this custom machine learning and AI accelerator and all, I mean, it all sounds like things that are probably real, but this sort of nearly like it's sort of, it really seems like a much bigger iterative than the PS4 Pro, you know, to the point that I feel like it may, these consoles, the midline ones, they always seem like they ride a fine point of pissing people off because games won't run nearly as good on them or not and stuff like that. This seems like this will be that stage of people, you like, let's say you review a game on the PS5 Pro, you really got to make sure you mention that shit, because when you're saying I had no issues and it looks fantastic, and then someone else goes to play it on a normal PS5 and they're like, man, oh, I have these issues that you didn't, I can see that happening if this is true. That's my only worry. Like, not that it's be the end of the world if it is true, because obviously PC games are reviewed on all sorts of hardware and whatever else, but yeah. Because you never bought a PS4 Pro or anything, did you?
No.
And you wouldn't buy this, would you?
Probably not. Just the effort of like taking
the effort.
Yeah, it's just the effort.
The effort
required.
The effort required to.
Also, the money. I guess the money is more important than the effort, you know.
What's the effort part?
I mean, the effort would be trading in the PS5 that I currently have.
That's a lot of effort.
Like wiping it and, you know.
Wow, yeah.
Taking out the hard drive, the extra hard drive put in, and, you know.
Well, that's.
All these extra things, you know.
I don't think this thing will sell.
It's like a whole 24 hours, I probably won't be able to use it.
It's massive. I'm going to tell you right now, if this is real and based on those facts, this thing is must buy, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, if it is a dramatic improvement on what we have currently, sure. Only, I just have my... I'm skeptical that it's going to be this much of an improvement.
The rendering 45% faster, I don't think it does. I think that's a flex number that doesn't really mean much. PlayStation renders pretty fast, right? You don't know shit. Okay. But that I just feel like this with the AI technology and the PSSR, that has the potential to do everything that they've been trying to promise since the PS5, potentially, which is ray tracing plus 60 frames. Which if it can finally deliver, like in higher end games, that's the big difference maker.
Mm.
So we shall see.
We will. We shall see.
We shall see. Where would they announce it if this is real?
Just Summer Games Fest period. If they're doing a showcase, whenever they're going to do their next showcase.
I don't think PlayStation do showcases, right? They just hate doing showcases these days.
They do showcases that are not well received lately, but I mean, you would assume they'd want this out before the Christmas period, right? Okay. If they're releasing it this year, right?
Yeah, well they say they're it's a holiday period, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So hypothetically, you'd want to at least announce it before halfway through the year. So, yeah. Summer Games Fest period. They got the future of gaming showcase or whatever. They announce it there.
I'll pre-order it. Did I tell you did I tell you I was all in on the Nintendo Switch follow-up coming out this year that I already started saving money for it?
I think so, even though it obviously it's been delayed to next year by all reports.
But, no, they can't because I already set up an automatic. Let's see how much money I've got in this. Because I just set up like a, in my bank, you know, like a separate, like I named it. Let's see. I'm not sure up here. And what date did I set it to? Nintendo Switch 2. All right. So I set a goal of $800 by... All right, so I started this in November.
Yep.
And I've got $234 in here. And I'd set a goal of $800 by 30th of June.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
Well, at least you'll have that money put aside.
Now, if they don't...
For when it comes out next year.
Yeah, then I'll use that money for the PS5 Pro. My moral
story. Or you just need to
here,
set another one.
True. The moral of the story here, kids, is...
Save.
You know, plan ahead. If you think a console's going to come out, start saving now. Because what's the worst? You got that money to use for something else, you know? I got another one in here. You know what it says? Just to go over all my savings accounts in here.
Sure.
Want to guess what my other one is? What else should I be saving for later in the year, Ash?
PAX.
Correct. I have one here that says PAX and South by Southwest 2024. Got 6 months, 12 days to go. I set a goal of $3,500.
You close?
No, I'm only got like 1,000 something.
Okay. Well, you're closer than, well, I guess 200 is. You're further along than the Switch.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good amount. I feel like I think I said an amount, hotel and planes. And then.
I think that's a fair amount.
Yeah. And then blow my credit card on drinks. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the, that's a good plan. Anyway. Yeah. Don't get a credit card, kids. Save your money. Plan ahead. Right? Who knows what can happen?
Join ANZ Plus and use this code.
Fuck, do I have a code?
I would feel bad putting out a post.
I actually do, but yeah, I'd feel bad, hey. Fuck.
They keep sending those referral emails.
It's true. I didn't realize, are you on ANZ Plus too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I've got all those things set up.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
They got good.
Just put their money aside and you get interest
They got good interest on them.
You know?
Fine, good.
Not good for homeowners, but good for savers.
Yeah, I put all my money in there, pretty straight. Anyway, welcome to
Finance Talk here on the Finance Version.
All right, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Platinum Explosion and Finance Talk from ExplosionNetwork.com. Let us know any comments, questions, concerns, if you want that ANZ code or not, by tweeting us or joining our Discord, ExplosionNetwork.com/Twitter, ExplosionNetwork.com/Discord. And if you'd like to support us and our ANZ bank accounts, you can do that by heading on over to ExplosionNetwork.com/support. Take you to our Ko-fi page. You can donate as little as a dollar. That will go not into that account. It'll actually go into a different account, but it's fine. And until next week, remember, every trophy counts.